I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is a new episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for listening. A girl, a postman, a coin, and some magic. That's the new DreamWorks animation short To Gerard. It just won a big honor through the Annecy Film Festival, and you'll get to see it very soon. Joining me right now is the writer-director, Taylor Meacham. Taylor, thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Congrats on this honor. Man, the Annecy Film Festival, it had to go to a virtual festival this year because of everything going on, but you were still able to have this short compete and be shown, and you win the Junior Jury Award for Short Film. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's so nice to have, you know, we've worked, so many of us have worked so hard on this film, and to finally have it out there and to have it recognized on top of that, you know, it's obviously a very personal film, so to that seems to be a nice reflection of how everyone's been feeling from the film, too, and responding to it. It's been great.
I watched it the other night. It is lovely. It is so cool in visual style and the story as well. We'll get into all of that here. First of all, where did the inspiration come from? Was it a love of magic, the postal service, or a little bit of both?
Well, a little bit of both, actually. I mean, the core of the story comes from the inspiration from my father. My father's been a huge inspiration. I feel so lucky to have had parents that, you know, no matter what I wanted to do in life, they would be very supportive of it. And, you know, just the financial situation that my dad's been in his in age, he's in his late 60s now, he should be at a place to retire. Him still, no matter what, just wanting to, even if he's in a bad financial situation, wanting to do whatever he could to support his kids was something that was so inspirational. That kind of kicked off the kind of the basis of the theme about how the greatest magic in life is being able to inspire somebody else to follow their dreams, even if you haven't had the opportunity yourself. But to answer your question about whether it's magic or postal service, which is so great. No one's asked me about that specifically yet. Well, I've always loved the idea that that Gerard would work in a post office. I feel like, you know, probably with the exception of Klaus Muhr recently, but when I had come up with the idea, I felt like that kind of job or that work environment, that area was kind of seldom explored in animation.
Hmm.
When I had come up with the postal service idea, I always felt like there was some more room in that area for some more invention in terms of like both like set design and kind of how it informed our character. I really wanted Gerard's profession to support kind of how he felt isolated and ignored at the beginning of the film. It's interesting because being a postal worker, you know, here's a profession where, like, every day I think the Postal Service across the country delivers, like, hundreds of millions of mail pieces every day.
It's amazing.
And I thought to myself, well, you know, like, in this kind of rose-colored glasses, I'm like, you know, with all that, he's probably delivering, you know, pen pal letters and thank you cards and, you know, Father's Day cards and love letters and all this communication between people is happening, and he's just a facilitator. And that's kind of the role that I saw him having in this film is, you know, he has these dreams, but really he's this person that cares so much. I feel like his character himself knew that he could be that person that's like, I'm going to help these two people communicate in a way that was very special. Mm-hmm. I felt like that fit his character. And on the magic side of it, you know, I went to magic camp when I was a kid. I went to this school called Tannen's Magic Camp on the East Coast. I could go on about that. I had such a great time. I met such amazing people. A lot of those people I went to camp with are professional magicians now. Although I didn't stick with magic, that was kind of my first little seed of inspiration from magic to go off and tell stories, because a lot of magic that I love always had a really great story behind it, and that kind of inspired my passion for telling stories.
Huh. Did you ask some of your friends who are magicians or any other magicians out there for some advice or for some angles to take when it came to incorporating the magic scenes into Gerard?
Yeah, sort of. We did a couple things for it. It was really important for me going into, especially the actual animation process itself, when talking to animators, that, you know, in animation it's really easy, you know, you could really... The limits are endless for what you can do in animation, kind of across the board. So when you incorporate magic into animation, you can still kind of do whatever you want. And it was really important to me because the magic that I love is a very real thing. It's real, people can do it. No one's, you know, obviously we have Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear and all that and these amazing feats, but I didn't want to take too many liberties with that and kind of with the magic that Girard performs kind of to himself. So I wanted to keep it contained to a coin. So we did consult with, we didn't necessarily, I wouldn't say we consulted, but I do have some friends that are magicians. And kind of on the side, I would talk to them about, kind of just like, kind of tossing them about as friends would, just like, oh, you know, it would be really interesting to have an animated film that has magic in it, where kind of practically our character is doing real magic. He is doing magic in the way that I could go see a show and do magic. You know, I'm not, it's very rare that you go to a show and someone makes the Statue of Liberty disappear. But something that's smaller, something that in the magic profession they call close-up magic.
Right.
Or stage magic, as we see later. Yeah, it was really important that we kind of honored what's involved in being a magician. When we got to animation, I had some help with some friends who are magicians, but we were able to take practically our whole animation team to the Magic Castle as like a quote-unquote research trip. For a lot of our animators, they hadn't really seen that caliber of magic before. I mean, we had an amazing time. It was so great to see people who probably weren't even that interested in magic leave being like, oh my God, that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And I really feel like that helped inform both kind of their excitement and passion for their project and who Girard was, kind of, you know, seeing all these other magicians with such this love for this art.
Yeah, the Magic Castle, an institution, and you're so right about magic. I'm into watching Penn and Teller Fool Us and a lot of other magic shows and things on TV. Oh yeah, such a good show. And there's such an intimacy with magic, especially that close-up magic, and you feel the intimacy in watching To Girard, his relationship with Jules. And I'm curious, is the story goes, and I'm certainly not going to give anything away, but it adds an emotional layer upon an emotional layer, and it keeps going and going, and I was surprised that it goes as far as it does. Was that always the intention to sort of break it up into the three or four acts that you kind of have within this 7.5-minute short?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, obviously with a short film, you have very limited time to explore a lot of things, and you can very easily get caught up in trying to be way more high concept than you really have time for. So, I mean, if we're talking on a structure level and the way that I tried to approach the structure of the story itself and how we executed plot, I tried to keep it very simple. It might, and hopefully it's disguised a little bit through what actually happens in the short. But because I wanted to put so much into it, I wanted to make sure that we weren't waiting too long for anything. And we still had an element of surprise in it. And, you know, personally, with the stories that I love and the stories that I love to tell, I believe that kind of above all else, people remember the audience or anyone that's watching a story. They even remember emotions before anything else. You know, you can have a million jokes in a movie or a short film, but what people really take away is how that story made them feel. You know, it's like how I'm feeling about it, and then now that I've opened myself up, what does that make me think about? And then did it bring me joy, which is kind of where the laughter and stuff came into it. So I really wanted people to walk away with a distinct feeling.
Yeah, I definitely feel it through that, because you also worked on Trolls as a production coordinator for DreamWorks in 2016. And, you know, everybody remembers Can't Stop the Feeling. They remember the colors. But True Colors, the song, that emotional performance is still what stands out in my mind from watching the first Trolls. So I definitely see where you're coming from with that. Taylor Meacham is my guest right now on the LCJ Q&A, the writer and director of To Girard. What important pieces of mail did you receive while making this short, and were those pieces of mail, did any of them have anything to do with To Girard itself?
That's so funny. You know, I have hanging right here in front of me at my desk, I have, it's so funny you asked that. That's such a funny coincidence. You know, I don't get a lot of mail. I get bills. I get stuff like that. But every now and then I'll get a letter from my parents. And I have a letter from my dad. I don't actually know what... Oh, this is a Christmas card I had gotten from him. And it says, my son Taylor, my chest swells with pride and heart. My heart fills with joy with the thought of you. And that's all the letter said. It's all of my love. Merry Christmas, Dad. And I have... Oh, it's from 2017. So, yeah, this was probably in the middle of our production. And it's something, stuff like that that, you know, I keep cards. I keep letters in a shoebox. That particular one I ended up hanging up because it just... you know, it's nice to get some stuff like that. Like I said before, there's something that's really personal about a written letter. Because you can keep it, and you can hang it up, and you can look at it now and then and remember, like, oh, hey, yeah, my parents love me. That's a really wonderful thing to have. I feel really special.
Yeah.
And I want to do that for somebody else.
Yes, yes. Keep that going on, which is a lot of the themes of To Gerard, and something tangible, like this coin. Did you know it was always going to be a coin?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love coin magic. You know, I know we usually associate magic with smoke and mirrors or a deck of cards, but in magic, and especially, you know, I feel like it is almost a cliche, but it's something that I think is really special. When I was a kid growing up, you know, you usually have a magician. If you rent a magician at a restaurant or you go to a show, usually there's a point where they invite you up on stage. And they let you participate in the illusion that they're doing. And at the end, you usually have something to take home sometimes. And more often than not, even if it's like just a little simple piece of magic that they're showing you, you know, not on a stage, sometimes you end up walking away with a coin. And that I have magic memorabilia that I've kept over the years of like signed cards. And because, you know, especially as a kid, having that and being like, there's some magic in this. And I want to keep that with me. You know, there's something tied to that. So I knew that it needed to be a coin because that's not uncommon. Magicians give out magic coins all the time, and I felt like that was a very relevant, relatable thing.
What will also impress people who are into magic is that you keep the tone and the visual look and even the score by Leila Manui classy and old-fashioned and kind of nostalgic magic, even with Piat Michael's voice work as Vivanti, who was Gerard's inspiration. He has this classic, older gentleman magician voice. Was there ever any temptation to make it modern magic influences, or did you know we have to keep it classic and classy?
Yeah, in the story, there's no real exact date. You know, I know when you're developing a project, usually people want to know, like, when does this take place? And I really fought that question. Not because I didn't know, but more so because I there were so many elements in it, to your point, that I wanted to have this nostalgic feeling to, and I didn't want to necessarily put it in like the 80s or in the 70s or in the early 90s. So there are like different design aspects to it that are pulling from different decades. But when we got Tia as a voice actor, Jeff and I, my producer and I, were not expecting that voice to come out of him. I had done kind of a temporary voice reading before we had found the right actor for it. And I was doing like this fast-talking, like 50s newspaper journalist voice. And I was doing that for fun just because it was kind of whatever came out. But my instinct because of that was like, I want something that has a little bit more of an age to it, I guess. And you know, we had a handful of amazing, awesome voice actors that came in, or just actors that came in. And then we got Piat, and he came in and delivered this voice that was so perfect. And Jeff and I looked at each other, and we knew that there was just no debate that was our Vivanti. You know, and we only hear his voice. We never actually see him. We have the poster of him on the wall.
Right.
And he has such a wide range of voices that he can do. He's very good at impressions as well, and the voice he does for Vivanti is definitely just the tip of the iceberg for the range of talent. As soon as we heard that, we brought him in to record the final voice, and I really enjoyed working with him.
So, Taylor, you're now an Annecy winner. To Gerard is coming soon. It is rated G. It's appropriate for everybody. We'll see where it plays for families and everyone to watch this. Are you working on other shorts at DreamWorks based off of the success of this?
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but I definitely want to say that I am excited on what potentially could come next. I don't know if shorts are necessarily in the cards, but it's good. You know, it's been really wonderful to get this story out there and hear the great response for it. So we'll have to see. I'm going to give you the most general response possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the clue you're giving us.
I'll tell you, I love stories that have to do with hope. And I definitely think that, you know, whenever we get back to theaters, or even now when we're at home watching movies or television shows, the movies that matter to me and the movies that have stuck with me that I love to this day are movies that make me feel something hopeful. Either give me hope that there's good in all people, or that there are, that there's, you know, just generally speaking, I, those are the movies that I want to tell.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
so
maybe the next thing I do is something around that.
Film with hope, or a short with hope, or an animated holiday, an animated holiday special with hope. This is a really sweet short with a great relationship story. If you're into magic, you're really going to like this as well. To Gerard. It's coming soon. It's rated G. And Taylor, good luck with the rest of award season. It's a little bit more extended now, but good luck to you. I could see you at some award shows in about 7 to 8 months, or virtual ones if they end up being that. It's a really nice short, Taylor. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, this is just hopefully just the beginning.
Absolutely. Taylor Meacham, writer-director of To Gerard. Thank you for listening to this LCJ Q&A podcast episode. For more, go to lights-camera-jackson.com. Follow me on Twitter at LCJ Reviews and Instagram at lightscamjackson. I'll see you next time.